off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8-9 to 8-12.
Rick Hendrick officially adds William Byron to his Cup roster.
You can't teach speed and you can't train talent.
I'm Woody Cain. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series. A collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
On September 9th, when the sun goes down and the lights come up, racing excitement under the Richmond night sky will be at its most electrifying. Don't miss the chaos of the final race of the 2017 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series season at Richmond Raceway. It's the Federated Auto Parts 400, where the first ever Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series regular season champion will be crowned. Buy your tickets at RichmondRaceway.com. Richmond Raceway, where chaos at every corner makes for a night that never ends.
Another of the worst-kept secrets in the sport became official today when Hendrick Motorsports named 19-year-old Xfinity Series rookie William Byron to replace Casey Kane next year behind the wheel of the number 5 Chevrolets.
I've got a golden opportunity here at Hendrick Motorsports, and it's something as a kid I grew up aspiring to do this. So for me, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be challenging at times, but I know that and I'm prepared for that.
There was some bad news today for Byron. His Xfinity crew chief Dave Ellens was fined $10,000 and suspended for one race after NASCAR said the 9 car had improper rear height following Saturday's race at Watkins Glen. Junior Motorsports says it will not appeal and named team engineer Brandon McSwain as interim crew chief this weekend. I'm Woody Cain. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, welcome in. 6:05. It's hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, where we will be on Friday at the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, 4 until 7. Stop on in, say hi, win some prizes, enjoy happy hour. That starts at 3 every day, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. Jack Dom will be stopping by to talk baseball. We'll talk Big Ten football, NFL football, and more. That's coming up Friday in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, where next Thursday night you can hear the kickoff to the high school football season at Kingston Stadium with the Cedar Rapids Gazette and KGYM. Our very own Scott Unash bringing you updates from that event, which is set to run from 6 until 8. Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. And, of course, you can hear us on 1600 AM. That's our historic main gym frequency, heard all across eastern Iowa. You can stream the show online on the web, kgymradio.com. While you're there, vote in our poll question today. Will full-time officials lead to better officiating in the NFL this year? Yes or no? The NFL announcing today between 21 and 24 full-time officials will be brought on the books for the upcoming season. Our poll question today, as it is every day, is sponsored by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Wilson Contreras of the Chicago Cubs scheduled to undergo an MRI tomorrow and, again, likely headed to the disabled list, Cubs falling to the San Francisco Giants today. We mentioned earlier today, and we talked about it yesterday, the Iowa men's basketball team on its European trip. They get to take these every 4 years. Yesterday, they scored 99 points, beat a team of German All-Stars in Dominic Ewell's hometown. Today, they're doing a little sightseeing. Tomorrow, it's a Swiss All-Star team. Matt Weitzel of the University of Iowa was kind enough to send us some reaction from Fran McCaffrey and a couple of the players after yesterday's, I should say last night's win. It was night in Germany, yesterday afternoon here. But after last night's win over the German All-Star team, here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey talking about the victory.
Coach, you outscored the German team 51-21 in the second half. What was the difference?
I thought our defense was a lot better. They were hurting us with some ball screen action. Anytime you play international teams, they really move the ball. They find shooters. But I thought we really contained penetration much better in the second half, which created more misses, which created more opportunities for us to run. And I thought our ability to sustain that pressure against them with our fast break was a difference.
Yeah, expand on that a little bit. Your transition to fast break offense really clicked tonight.
It really clicked, and what I was really impressed with was just how we passed the ball. We threw it ahead, we moved the ball. You know, everybody that shot was open, you know, and it's just fun to watch so many guys contribute the way they did tonight.
Talk about the Hawkeye fans that are out here tonight.
It's just amazing. We pull up in front of the arena, and there's Hawkeye fans everywhere. And it never ceases to amaze me wherever we go, the love that we get from the Hawkeye faithful. And what's been great is we've been able to sort of mingle with those people after the game. You know, we didn't go to the locker room and break everything down and say, hey, these people came all the way to see us. Some of these people drove 2 hours. Some of them are talking about driving up to Switzerland to see us play. We just can't thank them enough.
Luka Garza, double-double tonight. You know, talk about his game. First kind of real
His
game.
Energy level is infectious. He's incredibly intelligent and efficient. He's always in the right place. That's why I love him. So he's going to get a double-double every game.
Thank you, Coach.
He's probably not going to get a double-double every game.
Probably not every game.
Hawkeye fans. But Fran McCaffrey, a big thank you. Again, you heard him there on that clip. Matt Weitzel sending that to us all the way from Germany. And here is the young man who, I guess you can call this his Iowa debut. It doesn't officially count in the books. It's a slightly different venue than the primetime league. But Luka Garza, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Here's some of his reaction to his performance yesterday against the German All-Stars.
Luka, yeah. Luka, kind of your first game against another team in an Iowa uniform. How did you feel out there?
Before the game, you know, I always have like a little nerves going into it, but I was really excited to come out here and, you know, play with my, new team. And we came out here, you know, and we just played really well. We played hard the entire game. You know, we had a little bit of defensive mishaps in the first half, but we pulled it together and we kind of put this thing away.
Second half, you outscored them 51-21. What was the difference in the second half?
I think definitely our defense. I think coach in at halftime we were talking a lot about defense and our help and the way we were guarding the ball screens and just the mistakes we were making. And I think it was just, you know, we were just making silly mistakes on the defensive end, and once we started playing smarter, we got back into it and, you know, we kind of blew this thing wide open.
Great, thank you. Thanks,
Mom.
And just a little bit there from Luka Garza making his Iowa debut last night. Again, the Hawkeyes doing a little sightseeing tonight. Have done some sightseeing. Time difference in Switzerland and Germany than here in Eastern Iowa. They will play tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, our time, evening in Switzerland, Baden, Switzerland, which I believe translates to the baths. I could be wrong. It is 6:11. Let's do this. Let's take callers number 1 and 2 for the 6 o'clock showdown. 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2, you're going to get an opportunity to play for some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets tonight. 7 questions, 60 seconds, and the showdown prize tonight, Friday, August 18th, the Colonels tickets. So this is for next Friday night. Callers number 1 and 2, 319-366-1600. It's one of the best deals around. Z102.9 Mug Club Night with the Colonels at Veterans Memorial Stadium. $6 gets you your first 16-ounce draft beer in the refillable plastic mug. Then it's $3 refills all game long. You can bring the mug back to future Mug Club Nights and pay the refill price. Craft beer is just $1 more. We'll find out who our contestants are when we return after this. Again, callers number 1 and 2, to 319-366-1600. The 6 o'clock showdown is next.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
If you love Mr. Shucks, then you won't want to miss this Friday's Colonels game. The first 1,000 fans get a free Mr. Shucks belly bobble figurine. That's right, it's not a bobble head, but a belly bobble of lovable Mr. Shucks. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now and arrive early to make sure you get your one-of-a-kind Mr. Shucks belly bobble this Friday at the Colonels.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
And let's do that right now. We head to Belle Plaine and bring Jason on. He is going to be playing with Alex tonight. And would you look at that up in Marion. Nothing better to do than participate in the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. BJ and Marion, he's going to be on my team. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Good. Good.
All right. BJ, I know you know how this goes. Jason, I'm assuming you do as well. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. If there's time left over, we'll get back to you. And if there's a tie, well, God help us all. We'll figure out how to break it. But Alex, I'm going to let you and Jason go first today. How about that?
All right, Jason, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, your 60 seconds starts right now. In what round was Iowa's Desmond King taken by the LA Chargers in the draft?
Second.
What MLB star celebrated his birthday this week by collecting his 1,000th career hit?
Oh, man. My brother's a baseball fan. I was calling for him. I have no clue. Pass.
In what country did Iowa Hoops team open its European tour yesterday?
Europe.
And it's been 20 years since this team was the last duel of Iowa's wrestling schedule.
No clue, Pat.
Who did Zach Johnson finish second to at last week's World Golf Championship?
Oh, I don't watch golf, Pat.
Which member of the Milwaukee Brewers faced the Colonels on a rehab outing last night?
This multiple choice.
Chase Anderson, Matt Garza, Corey Knebel, or Junior Guerra?
Anderson.
All right. One correct answer. I could have swore I heard him say Hideki Matsuyama there on the golf question, but one correct answer. Okay, BJ, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many teams in the National League Central are within 4 games of the first place Chicago Cubs?
3.
The New England Patriots are the favorite to win the Super Bowl according to Vegas odds makers. Which team has the second best odds at 10-1?
Falcons.
The undefeated rank the 50 greatest black athletes of all time. Who is number one on the list? It's multiple choice. Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, or Michael Jordan?
Jackie Robinson.
Umpire Joe West was suspended for sharing an interaction with what current Texas Rangers player with the media?
Adrian Beltre.
Which Iowa linebacker was named a preseason first team All-American by 24/7 Sports?
Oh, the kid from Sullivan.
Josh Rosen came under scrutiny yesterday for an interview with Matt Hayes of Bleacher Report saying football and school don't go together. Rosen is the quarterback at what Pac-12 school?
UCLA.
Which NFL team became the first league franchise to buy its own plane that they'll use to fly to games?
The Patriots.
I got four. 4-1, our final score tonight. Jason, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for playing. And BJ, hang on tight. I know you know the drill. We'll get those Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets in your hand again. That is next Friday night, Mug Club night. Colonels at home, 6:35 will be the first pitch. I think they're taking on the Beloit Snappers, the Class A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Z102.9 Mug Club, only two of them left on the schedule. One, I believe, is this week, and the next one will be the 18th. So,
have you made it out to one yet?
I have not, but I have numerous mugs at home from previous years.
I feel the need to do it, but I would be about an hour late to the game. And I don't know. I always feel weird about, I don't think anybody would say anything to me, but walking in an hour late to a baseball game, it's just not
my
blood.
Who would notice?
I would.
Well,
I'd feel bad about it.
Okay. Well, to each their own. Speaking of, let's go over the questions that were missed. The Patriots are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. The team with the second best odds at 10-1, the Dallas Cowboys. The undefeated's ranking of the 50 greatest black athletes of all time. Michael Jordan was number one. Josie Jewell, the preseason first team All-American, according to 24/7 Sports. And I believe we've got six questions to get to on your sheet.
Desmond King was drafted in the fifth round by the Los Angeles Chargers. Mike Trout, who continues to hit on his birthday, he collected his 1,000th career hit on his 26th birthday. The Iowa basketball team is in Germany right now. 20 years ago, the last Iowa wrestling duel came against Iowa State. Hideki Matsuyama won the World Golf Championship. Zach Johnson finished in second. And a question we did not get to, but former college coach Steve Spurrier took a shot at this SEC school today. That would be LSU.
You can have a lot of good football players and not win games. ULSU fans know all about it.
That's true, though.
You can. You can have players that maybe aren't first-team All-Americans, and you can win a lot of games also, and that's something that the Hawkeyes have done in recent years.
LSU has won a lot of games. They just haven't won a lot of championships.
I think his dig there was more at the winning the big one, but it came across as, look, and the room laughed, which is, look, there are very few people like Steve Spurrier in his profession who can simultaneously be the villain but also be beloved. And I think there are people out there who hate Steve Spurrier, but they kind of like him too, just because he knows the score, okay? He knows what he's expected to do, and he does it. He's not there to give you the X's and O's breakdown. He's there to throw some shade. And
is Brett Bielema like that, or does he still fall under the polarizing case? He's trying to be like that.
He's trying to be like that, but he doesn't have the track record of success and probably never will, and so he's just going to remain polarizing. P.J. Fleck, polarizing. Jim Harbaugh, polarizing. Steve Spurrier is that one guy that can tiptoe being likable and hating his guts at the exact same time. And it was a shame to see him walk away from his team a couple years ago in the middle of the season, but things weren't going the way that he wanted them to. And look, if work isn't fun anymore and you don't need the money, why work? And that was kind of the way he said, look, the program, I'm not doing the program any favors at South Carolina by hanging around, so I might as well just leave now. Why wait until the end of the season? Leave now and let them get the rebuild started. So for that, you sort of have to give him a little bit of credit. 319-366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It will come in handy tonight over the final 40 minutes of the program. That much is guaranteed. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball. What about that National League Central race? Suddenly, with a slew of Cubs heading to the disabled list and suffering another setback today at the hands of the San Francisco Giants, things are getting a little interesting. We've got fans of the Pirates out there saying, hey, don't forget about us. Brewers fans are upset that I wrote them off earlier. And the Cardinals, you got to explain this one to me. Where are they coming from? Because they look like a complete mess, disorganized, fighting, infighting between Molina and Matheny, and they're just hanging around.
I think it goes back to right before the trade deadline. The St. Louis media asked Lance Lynn, who was rumored to be on the trading block, whether he thinks he's going to be traded or not. And he responded with something that I don't think anybody thought of and anybody really realized at the time. Not even Cardinals fans realized this, and I know fans of other teams didn't realize it. Why would they trade me? We're 4.5 games out. And after the All-Star break, they got off to a very up-and-down start. I think they were 9-8 out of the gate. And then all of a sudden, these last three games, their offense has picked up. They've scored 34 runs in the last three games. And you just wonder where the offense came from. And they finally got back to 500 the other night. They're over 500 now. And I think a lot of people are still saying, okay, well, I'm not a complete believer in the Cardinals. I'm one of them. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're going to win the division or that they're the favorites to win the division or that they have a really, really good chance of hanging around, but they're there. And I think that can be said about the other three teams who are chasing the Chicago Cubs. And the Cubs, I still think, control their own destiny, but they gotta get things going. And losing one of their best revelations of the seasons, we knew he was a good prospect. We knew he had a solid year last year, but the way that Wilson Contreras had been playing since the All-Star break, he was one of the hottest hitters in baseball. That's not going to help anything.
Cubs fans, what's your level of concern with this team right now? 319-366-1600. Wilson Contreras likely headed to the disabled list. That's going to leave the everyday catching duties to Alex Avila and Victor Caratini, who will most likely rejoin the team from AAA Iowa. Addison Russell's going to miss some time. Koji Uehara goes on the disabled list today with a neck issue. So now you've got a little bit of an issue with the bullpen. Lots of guys hitting the DL. Team is starting to, as Joe Maddon said, they look like the team that played 500 baseball in the first half, and he's not happy about it. I want to know from you, the fan, what your level of concern is with this team right now. 319-366-1600, and I want to know, because as I've noticed over the course of the season on social media, friends of mine on Facebook and Twitter, just a lot of general complaining and unhappiness with this bunch. And all I can think of was, wow, that was fast. I understand being a fan of the team and I'm bought in and I'm invested, but they won the World Series last year, and they did it for the first time in 108 years. And to come back now, and I saw a friend of mine, and look, Carl Edwards Jr. has been frustrating lately, okay? The results haven't necessarily been there. Joe Maddon has been sticking with him. He's been putting him out there in some high-leverage situations, back-to-back nights, stuff like that. Maddon likes to show younger guys, look, I've got your back. And Carl Edwards Jr. was a big part of the team's success last year in the bullpen. And I saw a guy basically throw him under the bus yesterday because of his struggles recently. And all I could think of was, man, if that doesn't underscore that this is a what have you done for me lately world, I don't know what does. Because they're my team. They won the World Series last year. I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, and I did. And so this year, I'm sort of just going with the flow. Okay, they should win the Central. Let's see what happens in the postseason. I like the way that Theo Epstein's put the roster together. Same guy, by the way, that I saw complaining about Carl Edwards Jr., complaining about the Jose Quintana trade. because Quintana wasn't exactly a Cy Young candidate the other night against the Giants. And he basically said, I don't think I'm ever going to like that deal. And again, he's got a really team-friendly contract for three seasons. The next 3 years, none of us have a crystal ball. We don't know what the next 3 years are going to look like. But we know the Cubs are going to have some money to spend. And they're going to have it to spend because Quintana is holding down one of the spots in the rotation. Now, again, I love Eloy Jimenez. I think he's the real deal. He's got 40 home run potential, and it's going to really sting to see him doing it on the south side of Chicago for a certain segment of the fan base. Not me. I don't care. He's with the White Sox? Okay, whatever. But you just have to understand where other people are coming from here looking at this team. And that's the fact that this isn't life and death. And they won a World Series last year, and they're still a good team. They've struggled. They're not playing fantastic right now, very up and down. But this is a good baseball team that's still leading the division. And I just don't get the absolute... It's almost like some of the fans are over the team. And I don't understand that at all. 319-366-1600. The Cardinals, against all odds, are still in this. I don't care much for the Pirates. I really don't. I'm not going to say that they're in the discussion here, but the Brewers will hang around for a little bit. Ultimately, they could wind up being a fourth-place team in the division. It's just the way that it is. But something gives me a really uneasy feeling about the Cardinals right now. But I do think the Cubs have better days ahead of them. They just need to start playing a little better baseball like they were right after the All-Star break. But they look, Madden's right. They look very much like that team that was playing the majority of the first half right around the 500 mark. Win one, lose one, win one, lose two, win three, lose two, just back and forth. And they can't do that. That's not a recipe for sustainable success.
It is. And I go back and I look at the one trade that they make. And yeah, I think Jose Quintana, we'll see. We'll see how he pays off the next couple of years. I don't think he's really much about – he is about this year, but he was for the long term more than anything. Justin Wilson and then now Alex Avila. That is a huge – it looks like a huge acquisition now, because I'm not going to say that he was a Buster Posey-type offensive player behind the plate, but he's a 270, 12 home run. He is an above-average offensive catcher and can play an above-average defensive catcher as well. So you're not going to be able to replace the production that Wilson Contreras was putting up, but you're going to replace him. You're going to switch out a guy who is an above-average player at both spots. So now that looks like the prize right now of the trade deadline, at least for the short term, because you mentioned it, just a game and a half above the Milwaukee Brewers, two games ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cardinals, respectively. They've got to continue. They've got to get right the ship with some of their better players, possibly heading to the DL.
What do you think? Talking a little baseball here, 319-366-1600. Let's send it over to Kyle for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 banking locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was selected as a New York Penn League All-Star today. He's hitting .323 with 19 RBIs in 30 games for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams wasn't selected as an All-Star, but will be competing in the Home Run Derby. He leads the league with 8 home runs. Todd first broke this story several weeks ago, but yesterday it became official. Former Hawkeye C.J. Eldred has signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals. And I'll also remind you that the Iowa baseball team will play its last exhibition game of the summer tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, hosting the Quad City Cardinals at 7 o'clock. The Iowa basketball team will also be playing the second game of its Euro trip tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Swiss All-Stars in, you guessed it, Switzerland. I almost said it wrong. The Iowa wrestling team announced its home schedule today and will host 3 top 10 programs in Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Minnesota, and will also host 8 different countries competing at the United World Wrestling World Cup over a weekend to be determined in April. The Colonels won yesterday 3-1 to split a 4-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're off today as they return home, but they'll start another 4-gamer with the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:30 tomorrow night. After our show tonight, we'll have the Twins and Brewers as they head to Milwaukee for the final two games of that series. It's Bartolo Colon and Brandon Woodruff with first pitch set for 7:10 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
We mentioned Bartolo Colon not wearing the nickname Big Sexy on his jersey. Buster Posey, did you see what he's wearing on his jersey?
I did not.
Well, Buster Posey is wearing his nickname on his jersey. It says Buster.
Did you
see? Not his real name.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Did you see what Kyle Seager is wearing on the back of his jersey?
That's yes, Kyle one. Seager, the Seattle Mariners, is wearing the nickname Corey's brother.
Even though he's the older brother.
Yeah, he's the older.
Well, but Corey's the better player.
That's true.
There's a there was a third Seager in the Mariners organization. No, I like that, though. But he's since been released. Justin Seager got to AA with the Mariners. And speaking of the Mariners organization, this is just a bizarre situation or a bizarre season continuing for my good friends over in Clinton with the Clinton Lumber Kings. You may recall that the Seattle Mariners fired their manager, Pat Schein, right before the Midwest League All-Star game and then named David Macias as the manager moving forward. Well, today the club announced that David Macias has resigned as manager because he got offered a job with the Vanderbilt Commodores. He's living in the Nashville area, wants to be a little bit closer to home. So the Lumber Kings, now on their third manager of the season, former Marlins farmhand Tony Armerich.
Okay. I was going to say, I saw a box under your desk today that was getting packed up. I was just a little concerned.
Well, no, it's just that box under the desk is stuff from hanging on the walls here in the office.
I thought you might have been offered the job.
Well, no, they wouldn't want to offer me the job. I would be a terrible manager. But I'm looking around. I'm worried we're going to find more holes in the wall.
I think there's only one.
Is there just the one?
There is just the one, and I think we're going to do a little forensic work to see what might have caused that, what maybe possible projectile might have caused that. And I think we're going to get to the bottom of who did it. And you said you have a suspect already.
Well, I think everybody that is listening to the show probably has the same suspect in mind. You think you would have mentioned that to somebody so that it could have been fixed and or covered up?
Oh, no, just slap a poster on it. You're
before
good.
You... Now look, we could have come in here on a weekend or something when no one was in the building and fixed that in 20 minutes. You go to Menards, you get a drywall patch kit, and bing, bang, boom, nobody's any wiser.
Some toothpaste?
Yeah, well, that's our number one. If you missed that anecdote from the Hillcrest Dorms podcast, available at KGYMradio.com. Don't forget, while you're there tonight, vote in our poll question. Will the NFL benefit from having full-time officials on the job this season, 21 to 24 of them to be exact? Emil's Hideaway is the sponsor for the poll question. Make sure when you check them out that you tell them you heard about them right here on KGYM. We will come back and we'll have the final 25 minutes or so of the program. More of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann on the way when we return.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-814-3175 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-814-3175. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-814-3175.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-2219. That's 800-515-2219. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-2219. That's 800-515-2219. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
Welcome back, 6:38. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Twins baseball on the way. If you're listening on 107.5 FM, our North Gym frequency here in Cedar Rapids, big rivalry game between the Twins and the Brewers. The series has shifted back to Miller Park in Milwaukee. Bartolo Colon on the mound tonight. Other Major League Baseball news today, the Cubs falling to the San Francisco Giants, and in the process, most likely losing starting catcher and really the guy who's been the MVP of the team for the last 2 or 3 weeks, Wilson Contreras, in the process. Looks like a hamstring injury. He's going to have an MRI done on that tomorrow. They don't want to definitively say that he's going to miss any time and go on the DL, but he's going to miss some time and go on the DL. Plenty of action underway across MLB right now. Games that are already finished along with the Cubs and the Giants, which was a 3-1 final, by the way. The Angels beat Baltimore 5-1. Former Colonel Mark Trumbo back off the disabled list for the Orioles. Oakland lost to Seattle 6-3 at home today. The Rockies went 12 innings to beat Cleveland 3-2 at Progressive Field. And the Mets lost 5-1 to the Texas Rangers. Hopefully there aren't any holes in any walls because of that. In progress right now, Washington up on Miami 1-0 at Nationals Park. The Yankees lead Toronto 2-0 north of the border. Boston and Tampa Bay scoreless. Detroit with an early 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second on the Pirates. Cincinnati on top of San Diego 2-0 at the Great America Ballpark. And Philadelphia and Atlanta just underway in Georgia. 319-366-1600. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available for you as well. Nobody wants to talk about the National League Central? Okay, we'll move on.
What did you think about Joe West being suspended by Major League Baseball for his comments about Adrian Beltre?
I think it was maybe a little bit harsher than I would have expected, but he probably deserved to be reprimanded.
So if you missed it, Joe West was being interviewed by USA Today and asked about who was the player that complains the most. And Joe West, quote, "It's got to be Adrian Beltre. Every pitch you call that's a strike," he says, "whoa, whoa, whoa. I had a game with him recently, and the pitch was right down the middle of the plate. He tells me, that ball is outside. I told him, you are a great ball player, but you're the worst umpire in the league. You stink." Wow. Apparently, his fellow umpires are not happy that he was suspended.
Well, no, and the union is going to go to bat for him, and I think they should here. Look, the problem is you've got – this is why umpires and officials normally don't talk to the media, because nothing good comes of it. And so now every time Joe West is working a game where the Rangers or Beltre are involved, and granted, there won't be too many of those most likely because Adrian Beltre is – on the back end of his career, as is Joe West. But every time Beltre is involved in a game where West is umpiring, you're going to have a section of the fan base that thinks he's biased against Adrian Beltre because of what he said. And you probably got some guys in the Texas locker room who aren't necessarily big fans of what Joe West said either, because now they're wondering, well, if he doesn't like Adrian Beltre, is he taking some of that anger out or resentment out on us as a team? And it's just not a good look for baseball. Now, that being said, what he
what he did here, it's nothing sexist or racist or homophobic or anything. There's no slurs. He doesn't necessarily besmirch a Beltre as a player or as a human being. There's nothing in here. This is really innocuous stuff that he said. Now, the problem is he should have just declined to answer the question. I wish I could give you an answer, but I can't. I don't want to put myself in a precarious situation. I don't want to throw any players under the bus. I still have to work with these guys, and I still have to maintain a professional relationship. Instead, because Joe West likes being the center of attention, and you know he's probably flattered that a reporter wants to do a story on him and talk to him, so he's going to open up a little bit. He's a colorful guy. He's going to have stories to tell. And this one's probably weighing on him. So he wants to get his punishment. That's innocent stuff there. Three-game suspension, way overboard. Way overboard.
I thought it was innocent as well, and it just got to the point where people wonder why officials are mostly kept away from the media, like you just pointed out, Todd, because of this. If an athlete says a similar thing about another athlete, nobody blinks twice about it. It's said it all in good fun, which is, from what I've heard, of fairly close to the tone that Joe West was using here. Throw out what anybody thinks about Joe West, because I know people don't like him. But he says, oh, he's a big complainer. If an athlete says that about another athlete, you don't blink twice at it. But it just goes to show that anything that an umpire says that even slightly veers out of what people think an umpire should be talking about could be construed as biased or could be a suspendable offense, which is why umpires are not made available to the media, because these leagues don't want them saying anything that could even be thought of as biased towards a player or a team.
From baseball umpires to football referees, our poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, the NFL adding 21 to 24 full-time officials. Does this make a difference in the officiating? 319-366-1600. I don't think so, but it's at least going to, I believe, give the league a little bit more accountability over some of the officials. The guys who are full-time officials, this is now their livelihood. They're employed directly by the league and no one else, and they're going to want to protect that job. Now, that being said, 21 to 24 guys, and you start looking at the number of officials that are on a crew, not everybody is going to be full-time. So what difference does it make? That's kind of how I'm approaching this. I like the move, but you either go all in or don't do anything at all. This is sort of, to me, capitulating, going halfway, and I don't necessarily think anything is going to change here. You're still going to have your fair share of calls where people look and go, these guys don't know what they're doing. So the bottom line is, and we've talked about this in the past, and I know we've got some officials that listen to the program that get upset anytime officials get criticized. That's just the way that life is, man. Look, and I tell this story all the time about umpiring for 5 years high school baseball. That doesn't make me Joe West, and it doesn't make me want to go to bat for Joe West. Like, I understand what these guys go through, and I know how difficult of a job they have, but nobody is impervious to criticism, and that includes NFL officials, and this has been a problem now for several seasons, the officiating. It's either games aren't called evenly, whistles get swallowed. We see this in basketball all the time too, but I don't necessarily see how having a handful, 24 max, full-time officials, and they're going to spread it evenly across all of the positions, line judge, umpire, all that good stuff. I don't see what difference this makes.
NFL Refereeing Association Executive Director Scott Green, his theory, and I was just trying to figure out what the NFL, what their theory is as to how this is going to affect change. NFL officials are always looking to improve, and we believe that additional time, particularly in the offseason, will be positive. I understand that for the simple reason that I laid out earlier. A lot of NFL officials who are not full-time that get paid as independent contractors or get paid to buy the game also referee college football games, college basketball games, other events, and that could get in the way of their time in the NFL. I don't know. Like I said, we'll see if it has any effect. I don't know that the additional time will really have a huge effect on the officiating. And I'm not here to bash the officials. I just don't think that it's going to make a huge difference from what we see on Sundays.
Your thoughts. Will this make a difference? 319-366-1600. Coming up on the program tomorrow, Thursday, would ya? We'll talk a little bit more about the nicknames on the players' backs this weekend in Major League Baseball as well, because this is just another blatant cash grab by Rob Manfred and MLB. And they're not even hiding it anymore at this point. It's almost feels like it's getting into the realm of teams are wearing gimmicky uniforms almost as much as they're wearing their actual uniforms like they do in minor league baseball. And I understand you can laugh at people getting upset about this all you want. It's not so much that they're doing it. It's the fact that they're overdoing it. And quite frankly, for every one that's entertaining Corey's brother, there are a ton that either don't make any sense or, oddly enough, guys who don't have nicknames on their backs at all. Did you see Sungwon Oh's jersey for the Cardinals, by the way?
Is it the final boss?
I don't know what it says because it's in Korean.
I'll have to do an investigation to see what's on the back.
The actual nameplate is in Korean. It may actually just be his name, but I hope it's the final boss. We'll see how things play out, but we'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow as well. More audio from Saturday's Iowa Football Media Day on the way tomorrow as well. And we may sprinkle a guest or two in there, depending on whether or not we hear back from any of the Iowa football players that are now in NFL camp. It's always kind of up in the air. Today we had Desmond King. You can check out the podcast. He joined us right at the start of hour number two, a little bit after 5 o'clock. In camp with the Los Angeles Chargers. There's another dollar in the swear jar. And he's also the author of a children's book, along with his mother. Check it out. And if you missed it, the podcast will be available at kgymradio.com shortly after the program's over tonight. 6:50, couple more minutes left to go. Minnesota Twins baseball on the way tonight. If you're listening to us on 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM and 1600 AM, you'll get ESPN programming tonight. And everybody who's listening to the program right now, provided you're still with us in about 45 seconds to a minute, you're going to get another Midwest One Bank Big Board update brought to you by our producer, Kyle Mann. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming to you on all three KGYM frequencies. Back to put the finishing touches on a Wednesday edition after this.
NAPA know-how.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Guys, get to JCPenney and save big on select items throughout the store. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 8/9 to 8/12.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in! The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
AutoZone presents Time for a Tune-Up. Performance, fuel economy, engine life. They're all good things that come with giving your car a tune-up. And doing it yourself saves you money. Another one of those good things.
Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy four or more qualifying Platinum, Double Platinum, or Iridium spark plugs.
So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner.
Let's get you what you need.
See store for details. Limit one gift card per household. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Flood the Run is this Saturday at Ellis Park, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This 2.7-mile water-themed family-friendly obstacle run is fun for all ages. Run through our human car wash. Get blasted in the blaster bog. Plus our giant slip and slide and so much more. It's fun for the entire family with food vendors, games and activities, and live music after the run. Get soaked for a good cause, benefiting the Salvation Army and Matthew 25. Visit crfloodtherun.com for more information.
6:53, welcome back. It's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, who's taken up residence in the studio for the final couple minutes tonight. Again, coming up on the program tomorrow, late edition, I've just been informed, Minnesota Twins Minor League Pitcher of the Week and Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, Clark Beaker from the Cedar Rapids Colonels, will be on the program tomorrow as well. So we'll hear from him. Audio left over from Saturday's Iowa Football Media Day. Any of the big stories going on in baseball, probably by then we will know what's going on with Wilson Contreras. The Hawkeyes playing their second of four European exhibition games tomorrow in Baden, Switzerland. And we'll probably have some reaction from Fran McCaffrey and the players as well, courtesy of Matt Weitzel, who's on that trip with the team. All that and more coming your way on a Thursday edition of the program. Reminder, Friday we're back in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in, happy hour, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. That's from 3 until 7. We're doing the show from 4 until 7. Plenty of good stuff on the way for you Friday as well. Jack Dom will be there with us in person. College and high school football right around the corner. Can't get here soon enough. You know what else can't get here soon enough? Your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
Former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy was selected as a New York Penn League All-Star today. He's hitting .323 with 19 RBIs in 30 games for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, a Class A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams wasn't selected as an All-Star, but will be competing in the Home Run Derby. He leads the New York Penn League with 8 home runs. Todd first broke this story several weeks ago, but yesterday it became official. Former Hawkeye C.J. Eldred has signed a deal with the Kansas City Royals. And I'll also remind you that the Iowa baseball team will play its last exhibition game tomorrow at Duane Banks Field, hosting the Quad City Cardinals at 7 o'clock. The Iowa basketball team will also be playing the second game of its Euro trip tomorrow afternoon, taking on the Swiss All-Stars in Switzerland. The Iowa wrestling team announced its home schedule today and will host 3 top 10 programs in Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Minnesota, and will also host 8 different countries competing at the United World Wrestling World Cup over a weekend to be determined in April. The Colonels won yesterday 3-1 to split a 4-game series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're off today as they're returning home, but they'll start another 4-gamer with the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:30 tomorrow. After our show tonight, we'll have the Twins and Brewers as they head to Milwaukee for the final 2 games of that series. It's Bartolo Colon and Brandon Woodruff with first pitch set for 7:10. You can flip that over to 107.5 FM and hear that game right after
our show, like I said.
The Quad City Cardinals lost 2-1 to the Wolford Hogs at the 2017 Iowa State Tournament.
Wolford.
It's the first time in team history that the Cardinals did not advance to the second round.
What league are they in?
I don't know what league they're in, but it's
what
probably
level?
Very
College?
Similar. No, they're a semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
Yeah, amateur.
Wolford has a semi-pro team?
Oh, God, yeah. Wolford, Watkins, all the area towns around here. Good. Get steeped in a little Iowa Valley baseball history here, Kyle. We got to get you caught up to speed on a number of things.
You know what I need to do? I need to go
patch
out
that hole in the wall.
That's exactly what I was going
to say. That's what I thought.
Going to go get some toothpaste, a little shaving cream maybe, patch up that hole. It'll look good as new so we can get it painted over with a fresh coat of paint.
I just don't want anybody in here getting blamed for it.
Oh, trust me. I think we have a suspect, and I don't think anybody in here will be blamed for it.
Alex, are you pretty confident about that?
Yes.
You should have saw the look of my face, man, when I took that poster down. I was like, I know exactly who did this. Thursday edition of the program on the way. Twins Baseball, 107.5 FM. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try.